With SRN News, I'm John Skunk. Is it a moment of checkmate for Hamas in Gaza? This morning, during his address to the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affirmed his nation's commitment to wipe out Hamas.
The final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again, no matter how diminished their forces. That is why Israel must finish the job.
Meanwhile, President Trump says there's progress toward ending the war in Gaza.
It's looking like we have a deal on Gaza. And we'll let you know.
Mr. President.
I think it's a deal that will get the hostages back. It's going to be a deal that will end the war. It's going to be a deal which it's going to be peace. I think we have a deal.
Mr. Trump responding to questions by reporters at the White House at almost the same time as Netanyahu's speech ahead of his travels to the Ryder Cup golf tournament in New York. In his remarks, despite protests within the General Assembly chamber, Netanyahu emphatically used colorful maps, multiple choice questions, and loudspeakers massed along the Gaza border to send a message aimed at audiences far beyond the halls of the United Nations. President Trump signing an executive order declaring that a proposed deal allowing TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. will be a qualified sale that meets national security concerns laid out by the law. A new report says a lack of resources and an outdated emergency alert process that led to delays in warning residents to evacuate during the deadly Los Angeles wildfires in January. 30 people died. On Wall Street, stocks are moving higher. The Dow is up 285 points, the NASDAQ adding 26. This is SRN News. Views of the Trinity remain varied, according to a new poll.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that 71% of adults believe that there is, quote, one true God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. However, the survey also finds that 49% of Americans think that Jesus was a great teacher, but he was not God. And 57% say the Holy Spirit is a force, but not a personal being. Lifeway says these numbers are about the same as 5 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo has disappointed millions of Catholics around the world by announcing that he doesn't foresee any changes in the Vatican's controversial 2018 agreement with China, allowing the Communist Party to select bishops. The Vatican, under Pope Francis, claimed the deal would help unite China's estimated 12 million Catholics, long divided among those belonging to an official state-sanctioned church and an underground church that was loyal to Rome. This is SRN News. North Korea's nuclear facilities making headlines again.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of 4 uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for a rapid expansion of his country's nuclear weapons program. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the 4 facilities are running every day and stress the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. I'm Karen Chemas.
Defense ministers from European countries with borders close to Russia and Ukraine are holding talks on building a drone wall to plug gaps in their defenses following several airspace violations. Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland have been working on this drone wall project. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.